as you can see, the bright in the day, everything. And I like the glasses too. I like the glasses. So how are you doing today, gorgeous?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing fine. And okay, excuse me. I have to say congratulations because you're nominated, right? Avian, yes. Nominations. How you doing? So how did it feel to be nominated?
It's crazy. I wasn't expecting it when I was doing the pre-nominations. I was like, you know, why not?
Which, I mean, I ain't gonna front because it's a fan thing. It kind of tells you how much of a fan base you have to get nominated. You know, because even with me, like, I did it one time. I voted for myself one time and left it alone. And I didn't even know I was nominated. Someone tweeted it. And what's fucked about AVN, they had to put it up and then take it down.
Because I saw some people saying, like, oh my gosh, I'm nominated. And then I went to check and it's like down. And it was down for, I think, like a week or two. And just sitting there every day.
I never thought to look or even thought anything. It was another model that I interviewed told me. And she sent the link. And I was like, I'm what? AVN? Nah. I take it that you're going.
So like the awards part, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to attend the convention part.
My God. I can't wait to see what you're gonna wear on the red carpet, sexy. So how have your day been, your week and all that good stuff? Over in the nominations.
I went and got tested so I can make more content next week with everyone out here.
Oh my God. Yes, I know you have plans to shoot because everybody and mama going to be out there for the AVNs. So, is this your first AVNs?
I was out here in Vegas last year, but I was working a 9-to-5, so I really couldn't attend much of it. Mm-hmm. Cool. So this is my first year being able to fully enjoy and take advantage.
Five, you told the 9-to-5 bye bye.
Yeah.
She said that's why she able to go. She said 9-to-5 gone, dude. See, I hope to get to that point because that's where I work myself to death. It feel like I be at the job more than I be home sometimes. So I salute you. So with that being said, hello, smokers, and welcome to the Smokers Lounge. You know who I am. I am your wonderful host, Kavanaugh, the Southern Champ, a.k.a. the Porn Rap Star. That's right. You can find all my links with one link, allmylinks.com/PornRapStar. Let me tell you about three sponsors that we have and truly love. First would be the Facebook and LS community, lsworld.com. Next up, the highest adult magazine in the game, eroticismmagazine.com. And last but not least, award-winning, award-nominated, they give you some voiceover with the smut, and they even have a award-nominated, and hopefully by the time this drop, award-winning virtual reality side of their website. I'm talking about none other than blusherotica.com. We also the proud member of the GW District Black Podcasting Network. So go over to shopgwdistrict.com and buy something. Why don't you? It's Valentine's Day coming up. Buy something for your woman or buy something for your man. But either way, just buy something. Also, you can check me out in the mornings 5 days out of the week at fullswapradio.com. You can also check me out at skyhawkafterdarktv.com as well as the BGP LLC app. Also, did I forget to mention, we're AVN nominated. So, yeah, hopefully I might have won. But if not, it's nice to be nominated. Now, enough about me. I'm going to step back and sit back and look at this thick, sexy, super BBW that fucks better than some of you skinny women. Introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Kayla Peach, for those who know. And if you don't, hello.
So I'm going to ask you this. Have you been a confident woman before you got in this business?
Yes.
Yeah, I can tell.
I think I kind of had to find the confidence to be able to get to think to get into it.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about confidence as a woman in your beauty, in yourself. You get where I'm coming from?
Yeah. I kind of started off on TikTok, just creating body positivity content and building myself up.
Okay. So, and from there you saw that, yeah, the BBWs do very well in this business. Because a lot of females I talk to, they'd be like, well, I didn't know that the BBW genre or market in porn was that big or that strong. You feel me? Did you feel that way before you got in it?
I knew there was a market going in. And it's something I'd always wanted to do, but I just didn't have the gumption and the, you know, attitude to approach it properly until the last 2 years.
Okay, so let's go back in time 2 years ago. What brought Miss Peaches here to the adult film industry? It's Peach. Sorry, not Peach. It's Peach. I got to say it right. With some respect.
Yeah, just one big Peach. So I had just left a relationship, kind of in a free fall, trying to figure out where I'm going to go. I started in OnlyFans to be able to help support myself in that transition. And looking at cost of living, I figured out Vegas was the cheapest in terms of cost of living and what your value gets for a dollar out here in terms of real estate. And it just worked out that it was kind of a best move to start out here and break in. And
So when you was doing the OnlyFans, this was probably before you broke into the porn business. You was doing solos. What type of video was you doing at first?
Yeah, a lot of solo, a lot of just little photos and teasing.
So you were just getting warmed up or what have you. And so from there, what steps did you take to break into the boy-girl side of things, to actually do exactly porn? Like, you know, what, like, how did you reach out to people and all that good stuff?
So I moved to Vegas at the end of July in 2021. And I was just kind of getting settled. I was still working on my solo stuff, figuring that I'd start reaching out to people when I got a little bit more settled and found a place. At that point, I was staying with a friend because the apartment I had set up, they actually rented to somebody else.
Oh, damn. That's
after I drove 4 days across country.
I know, she was pissed like, you sons of bitches.
You know, we come, we overdap.
Yeah, life is about adjustments. So go ahead.
End of August, I had a DM from person saying, hey, do you want to come shoot a scene for, you know, X amount? And I was like, oh, I came out here to shoot. Sure. Let's go.
Wait a second. So your first shoot wasn't even a contest shoot. Your shoot was a paid shoot out in the box. Okay, let's go. That's what I'm talking about. You go, girl.
Yeah, that was the first scene I did with Christian Triple X in the shorts and the corset.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. So we about to unpack this shoot, people. Because, see, y'all know how the smoking lounge is. We give y'all full effect around this motherfucker. Fuck what you heard. All right. Now, you've been doing solo. So this is a straight up boy girl scene. And add to the pressure, this is a paid scene. You get what I'm saying? So I know she's like, damn, motherfucker is paying me. The fuck? Let's go. So And Christian Triple H, so people can understand this, he's a legend in the business. Let's not bullshit on this. This is, he does the shit, Hollywood, studio, lights, cameraman, all that good shit. All right. So please paint the picture walking on set. Was you nervous? What some of the things he did to kind of help you relax, you know? What was the demeanor? What was it like being on a set like this? Because this is not a content trade shoot, and this ain't no bullshit shoot. This is a actual fashion professional shoot. Go ahead.
It was kind of funny. I was so nervous, I put the wrong address in the GPS. So, but I like to get places early. So I realized it. I'm like, yeah, I'm in the area. He's like, oh, okay. And then I was like, yeah, I should be there in 10 minutes. And then I realized, oh, yeah, that didn't happen. The 10 minutes passed and he's like, where are you? I'm like, I entered it wrong. We'll be there. So I got there. I was already flustered from having messed up the GPS. And for those who don't know, Christian's 6'5". I'm 5'5". So I get there, and this man who's a whole foot taller than me answers the door. And I'm just like, oh, hey.
Yeah, he's a big 6'5", muscular and everything.
Yeah. The camera person hadn't arrived yet, so showed me to the room where I could change. And it was, and then I got to meet his camera woman Jen, and we just kind of laid everything out. Told, you know, we know you're a beginner. Here's how we're gonna lay the scene out.
So shoot, and then of course I know he did what is called Pretty Girl pictures you in the outfit and stuff. How was that like, modeling? Because practically that what you were doing at that time.
Yeah, the pretty girls were. It was funny. I had gone to a restaurant here in Vegas, a German restaurant, where you can do a deal for a shot and they'll spank you with a wooden paddle. Right. What I didn't realize was that paddle had left a mark. So we're doing the pretty girls. I pull down the shorts for the first time, and I hear, oh, her ass is bruised.
She had to get a shot and a spanking. Damn.
I'm not used to having, I don't normally bruise when I get, when I do impact stuff like that. So I didn't expect it. He took the wooden paddle and whamped me good, apparently. Because that was about a week or two before the shoot. Mm-hmm. Oh. So I thought anything.
Oh, damn. It was a week or two before the shoot. Damn, that was a good hit. And they still can see the brute. Damn, dude.
You had, I was like, I guess Germans don't play.
I see.
Yeah, but there was a lot of direction with the pretty girls. Mm-hmm. How to pose. And then after the pretty girls, we did basically the setup for the photos to kind of go through like we were going to do in the shoot. Mm-hmm.
So then when the shoot came, how was the shoot for you, you know?
It was like one of those moments, like you're there in the moment, but you also feel not in your body.
Mm-hmm. Out of body experience.
Yeah. Like, you're there because, you know, you're, you know, it's sex, it's enjoyable, but then you're also like, what is going on?
So, because like I said, it's your first time, so it's like, cause I always talk about this on the show, when we're in front of the camera, it's a method to the fucking, and it's not like just us having sex, you know? Yeah. That, like, how many times did he have to remind you not to look at the camera, or, you know, or like, how can I put this? Did what tips did he give you after y'all shot to kind of help you with your first time, after your first time?
So it was more, I think, about the noise. Like, I think I was trying to be, I'm naturally loud, but I just didn't know if it would.
You know, when you was resonating being loud enough.
Yeah, so he has this thing where he'll like tap your ear.
Yeah.
If you're not being loud enough, or if you're not. So I got some ear taps during that.
Yeah, because usually as a male talent / producer, we also have to direct while we're in front of the camera. Whether it's from my shit talking up or moving her, because like I said, male talent is the engineer on set or what have you and everything. So from that experience, after that, did you start shooting content or did you start getting more paid gigs?
So after that, I started doing content. I met a couple other local performers and we started doing trades. I did another shoot or two with him before the end of the year. And then rolling into 2023, I started doing more content trades and did my first content house in February.
Oh shit. What content house was it? Okay, we back. You stopped for a second. You froze for a second. Okay, go ahead. What was the first?
Yeah, that great Cox Wi-Fi. It was like a small one. It was just like four of us. It kind of seemed like a last minute thing. Somebody hit me up and was like, hey, do you want to come over and do this? I'm like, well, I'm tested. Let's go.
It ain't beautiful to be tested and live in Vegas. You never know what you might fall into. So when it comes to the talent that you work with, how do you choose the male talent that you work with? And what criteria do you necessarily use? Because it's like your first shoot was with a heavyweight, you know, and a legend. So it's kind of like you, anything below that, you know, you kind of is balling backward to a certain extent. But I digress. So, like, how do you choose the guys that you work with?
So first I check if they actually do work with BBWs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think there's some people who are like, yeah, let's collab. And you look on their page and they don't actually have any BBW representation. Like, oh, you sure you want to collab? That's the word you were looking for?
So why is that important so people can understand why?
I think it just comes out different, the content, when you're working with somebody who actually enjoys BBWs and larger women versus somebody who's just doing it for the camera. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that works with other ways. Like, if you've got two people, like if you have two women on camera who aren't actually lesbians and don't actually enjoy the female figure, I think that content comes across, you know, different than, yeah.
They just keep,
then when
keep
you've got two women who actually enjoy women and who are actually, you know, not just playing to a camera.
Because see, also the conversation that I have with, you know, male talents is sometimes guys can be, not stereotype, but what is it? Where if you was a gangster, they always want to play you as a gangster.
Typecast,
yeah. Yes. And it's like, for example, sometimes a talent can't help what works with him. You know, period. Like, contrast, when I try to talk to smaller chicks, they look at my page and say, you should, what you want, all I see you have is big girls. I hit you up. Yeah. I don't think it'll be a problem working with a small girl if I can work with a big girl. I'm just saying. You know, period. But it's but trust me, I understand what you're saying, because it's working with a bigger woman is different than a smaller woman. And you better have a big dick if you're gonna have a big girl. I'm just letting you fellas know.
A lot more fluff to get around and
see, I love the fluff, so I enjoyed myself. Shit, I made my whole career off of BB Dub, so there you go. I know they make the fluff.
I just, if you're coming to the table, you got to realize the fluff is part of the equation.
So shoot. So how much experience do you look for with the talent that you work with?
I'm pretty open. I, you know, I do like to see that they have links on their page, that the links actually have some content to them. Not just, oh, I made this OnlyFans page 2 years ago and there's like four pictures on it.
Oh my goodness. So, so how often do you film to keep up with your updates and everything?
It kind of varies. Like, there's some months where I'll knock out like a couple scenes, and then some months where I don't actually do any active boy girl shoots or collabs. I'd like to be able to like kind of have a stock, and then I can be choosier about my opportunities, or I can, you know, be more open to them.
Yeah.
So I don't feel desperate and like I have to say yes to everything that comes across my plate because I need to have.
Yeah, because ladies can be overshot in this day and age if you shoot with everybody in a very fast succession, you know. And plus also quality to me trumps quantity, you know, because it's like, I think that's what's missing this day and age. They're being forced to do quantity, but by the way that OnlyFans is, they bug your ass if you ain't updated in a week or what have you, you know. Plus, we in the microwave era. So it's kind of like they don't build anticipation like they did in the era that I came in, you know, especially with, you know, content or what have you. So do you do, I mean, okay, then so you mainly do boy girl. So do you do any of your, do you still do any of your solo stuff?
Yeah, I mix in solo, and I do some fetish content, just to kind of, you know, you talk about being overshot, and that's what I try to avoid, is I try to give a mixture.
Yes, because ladies that do it all have the best chance to make the most money, ladies and gentlemen. We should be serious about it, because it's like, I tell girls, you got to get into your fetish bag. I feel girls should have role play scenes, you know, because you don't want too much of something, because then you're going to bore your fan base.
Yeah.
You know, that is bottom line. Don't be got too much of is role play, because they're seeing her as different women, different type women, different characters. So you still give a variety, it's just in that type of arena or what have you. So shoot. So what's your biggest toy?
My biggest toy? I don't know that I've actually measured it, but it's a double-ended dildo.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Yeah, I can't really do it because the way the screen's set up, but he's long.
Oh, she's a long and thick one, huh?
Yeah.
So I'm asking you this. Do you orgasm when you film?
Take away a big secret.
Oh, we talk about it all about your baby.
I have. It's not, it's like, it's sex. Like, you know, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't.
Yeah. I mean, no, because to be honest with you, especially when you're filming, it's kind of hard for the woman to orgasm, mm-hmm. because you're focused. I mean, especially now, you've been doing this 2 years. It's second nature being in front of that camera. So it's like, even when you doggy style, you still think about positioning yourself to where the camera can see you, or you know where the camera is at. And sometimes, I mean, don't get it twisted. There's scenes where we forget the camera is there and we just having a ball. We having a ball. It's beautiful. She coming, I'm coming. It's all wonderful. But you still have to, it's because even with the orgasm, you kind of got to let go at some point for it to have. And it's kind of hard sometimes when you film it, you know? And then also it depends on the talent that you're working with also.
Yeah, if you find somebody who can kind of figure out how to work your body, and I think it happens more with like the content trades then. Because it's kind of, you know, you're a little bit looser, you're working on kind of each other's timeline and not, you know, okay, we got to get this, this, and this, because you're working with a group of people to get it done.
Yeah, and plus you also have more time to develop chemistry and talk to each other and workplace flirt. Because I always talk about it too, it's on-set flirt, and she actually want to fuck you off camera. Y'all need to learn the difference, fellas. Just letting you know, I'm going to always tell you that. Know the difference. It'll save you headaches.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So let's see. So do you do anal?
I haven't yet.
Is that something you're looking to try, or?
It'll come eventually.
She said it'll come eventually. So I have you done a gangbang or looking to do one in the future?
I want to do one, but organizing that many people.
So for you, what's the perfect number for your gangbang?
I feel like 5 is a manageable number.
Yeah, that's modest. 5. I can see 5 is very possible and everything, because trust and believe it's a lot.
Yeah, I just feel like 5 is like, you know, if you put one in each hole and then you got like one on each hand and then, you know, you're going down like, you know, and then rotate.
So now I ask you this, because some BBWs don't ride dick, you know, period, or they don't like to, you know, period. I even had a girl that told me that I filmed with, she was like, I'm not riding no dick, I don't do that. I was like, damn. So, do you ride dick, baby girl?
I put in a good effort for it.
Something tell me she can ride dick, ladies and gentlemen. And she over here being modest on my damn podcast. I feel insulted. because you have a very nice ass. Period. You know what I'm saying? So, I know that's one thing they would, your fans want to see you. Doggy and ride, that's at the top of the list.
Yeah, watching the doggy back shots is definitely one of my favorite things to watch back. Just the waves.
Yeah, and I see she can work it too, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't peep your content, girl. So it's like, so what fetishes are you into and that you do?
The fetishes that I do, I dabble a little in feederism, and just doing like the eating videos, and weigh-ins. I'm not really actively gaining right now, but playing to that is kind of fun. Trying to I do impact play, like BDSM, like spanking.
So you want spanked?
Majority? I love getting spanked. That's why I was like, wait, I get a shot and spanked? Like, yeah, take all my money.
Zay, I love to spank that ass, ladies and gentlemen. That's just a dom in me. Just a dom in me. You know what I'm saying? So, now, because the thing about it is, we always hear about the term fetishization or fetishizing, and they make it seem like it's bad to be fetishized, even though we're in a business where you actually make money being fetishized. I don't understand the issue. But for you, I'm gonna ask you this. Do you had to get past a certain type, I guess, shame, as I would call it, in order to do these type fetishes? You get what I'm coming from? Because you know you have the assholes are gonna say stupid shit. We know that, you know, period. And the stigma when it comes to, you know, saying to bigger women, what have you. So how hard was it to get past that threshold to go get that money?
I mean, I've been a big girl like since middle school. So I'm used to, you know, being called like a cow and a pig and, you know, everything under the sun. Like being fat shamed now is kind of more of a joke to me because I'm like, can you get a little bit creative? This is like the 15,000th time in my life I've been called a cow. I'm a little bored. Thank you.
Yeah, because
so it's just kind of like people are going to say what they're going to say and they're going to judge what they're judge. And if you're doing hardcore, like you might as well do fetish, like diversify, increase your income. Because otherwise you kind of, if you just play to one thing, it's going to feel stagnant.
So it's like, because I also see you do squishing, smothering. I'm pretty sure of that and everything. So when it comes to like your editing and stuff, do you edit your own content and everything?
Yep, I edit my own stuff.
Yeah, it's a tedious task, ain't
it? It's a lot of sitting at the computer.
Now I'm going to ask you this. How many of the guys have you shot with did the three camera different angles set and you had to put all that shit together?
I think just like two of them.
Please explain to the people how hard it is to do.
Sometimes you want to go back and choke them.
I look and see a dude at the three cabin, that girl there, I said, you know, so.
Yes, it gets some really cool angles and it is kind of fun to like.
Yeah, but people don't realize it's kind of like, no, what I'm getting at is really people come into this business thinking that it's easy. Mm-hmm. It's quick money. They treat it as a hustle. It's when they see that it's more work than what they thought it was going to be, you know. What was your expectation walking in? Did you think it was, I don't think you thought it was going to be easy, but what was your thought process on how the money would be if you got into this?
So I came in, I think, with pretty realistic expectations. I did a lot of research before I started things up. I had just listen to different podcasts, different TikTokers talking about things. I don't like the girls who overinflate how much they're making, or if they do make a lot, they're, you know, giving that expectation to people that that's how much we're all making.
Yeah, because it's just funny. It's like they think, oh, all I got to do is just grab a dildo, shove it in my cooch, and I make six figures.
Yeah.
It takes more than one video, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? Because even to the point, like, I even talk about how hard it is for y'all ladies to shoot a solo. It ain't even, it looks cute, but trust me, it's a lot of work. I'm pretty sure it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, so how do you, when it comes to your shoots, right? The things you're about to do, what some of the things that you do for your mental prep? Because like I said, this is also a mental game, more so for the guys and the females, but it's kind of like all it's, how can I put this? It's no different if you was going to be on stage. You artists have a mental prep or something to get their mind right for this situation. Because like I said, once again, this is not just we're fucking on camera.
Yeah.
We have to do all the fucking positions. And they're not all comfortable. I'm going to say it again. They're not all comfortable. So what are some of the things you do for your mental prep?
For mental prep, I have a certain playlist or two that I'll do while play while listening to words hard. I'll listen to doing my makeup. I think like the week before, like I know I've got shoots, it's got a fresh nails, get the pedicure done, make sure hair is all set. Because that all kind of goes into the mental, because, you know, if you don't look a certain way, you're not going to feel a certain way.
Yeah, because like I tell people, you have to step on set a certain way, mm-hmm. with a certain energy. Have you had shoots that was difficult to get through?
Yeah, I think, you know. Being realistically, yeah, there's been times where it's more of a struggle than others.
So what made those shoots a struggle? I mean, you ain't got to say no names. We don't do that on here, what have you. You ain't got to worry about that, you know.
Yeah, no.
Just give us broad stroke.
I mean, so one of the ones I'm thinking of off bat, the male talent had a hard time staying hard, which does happen. That is realistic. To the guys who think, yeah, I've got a camera phone, I've got a dick, I can just jump into it. Like, you have to have your mental game up too, because keeping it hard is not always easy.
And this dude telling you that 15 years of the business, it ain't. Nah, you can be distracted easy. It don't take much to get the dude off track if he ain't really paying attention. I'm telling you. Yeah. That shit don't want to work. And trust me, it's embarrassing to the dude. Females ain't got to worry about that shit. The worst y'all got to worry about is your monthly. At best. At best. You know what I'm saying? Because lube will save everything. But for us, it's tough. So, but even with that, when he was going through that, how did you get through the shoot? You get what I'm saying? Because with him having a hard time staying hard, I'm pretty sure y'all probably did what I call the maintenance shoot. Head, missionary, you can pull it off in doggy. So, see, that's why she smiles. You're like, damn, how did he know that? Well, because I've been there. So how did you work your way through it?
I just tried to communicate with him, you know, how can we get you back into this? Is there something I can do to help? You know, do we need to change positions from this one to this one to maybe, you know, get it back going again and get back in the mojo of it all?
See, she wasn't prepared for these. See, that's why I don't tell everybody that the question. I just go off of the conversation, see, because you get real-time reactions and real-time answers. They ain't got to sit there and think on it, see. No, because that's something else that fans don't realize. It's work. So some days it's going to be tedious. It's going to be hard. Because, like I said, it's all also depending upon when you're dealing with a boy-girl situation, you're depending upon this guy to be able to function. And depending upon the level of the shoot, because you have the pro shoot and you have your content trade pro shoot. You know, period. And then you have your bullshit, but we ain't talking about the bullshit. Bullshit, you ain't even got lights, motherfucker. You just got a cell phone. That's your shoot. You know, period. So it's kind of like, yeah, it's a difficult. With you, do you, because sometimes a female may feel some sort of way like it's her. Do you feel it's you in them situations?
I try not to, because I've experienced it sometimes in my personal life.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it's more just a mental mind over matter.
Oh, trust and believe, it ain't got shit to do with you. I just wanted to ask that question. It ain't got shit to do with you. So any female don't sit there and say, is it me? Is he don't like? No, no. It's called, he's camera shy right now, ladies. He, Mr. Happy doesn't want to come out. He's scared. See, but that's why I tell dudes, don't be scared to take a Viagra. Don't be scared to take a Blue Chew. Because you're not, you're dead. Your job is to be hard and to pop on cue. You know? Yeah. Yeah, he had a situation where the dude couldn't pop. Which is worse, can't pop or can't get it up?
Oh goodness. Kind of varies, like, because they have their own different sets of like, when they can't get it up, obviously, like, you're having a hard time shooting the bulk of the scene.
Yeah.
But when they can't pop, it's like, okay, we've been fucking for X amount of time. You know, you keep, like, you know, sucking and doing whatever to try and get him to pop. And then you're like, at first it kind of feels like a challenge. Like, okay, well, we can make it. And then you're like, God damn it, will you just come already?
And it's whiffy as hell. Because I've been seeing with a dude jerking off, he still couldn't pop. I'm just sitting there like, we're going to playboy it out. We're going to fade it out. Put on your clothes. He's sitting over there still butt naked. Think we're going to continue. No, man, you went for 45 minutes, man. No. Give up with some ass, man. that's the worst thing. They can't pop. They just sitting there. They butt ass naked. Think they're going to continue to shoot. Like, okay. So, how do you balance personal and business? Meaning making the time for you to be able to do the editing, do the market promotion, film the scenes, you know, as well as, you know what I'm saying, everyday life.
I mean, I kind of treat it like I would any other job. Like, you set aside your working hours, and that's, you know, mine are a little bit different because I'm a night owl. So usually when it's daylight,
pain, honestly, you
I'm, you know, running my errands. I'm doing my day-to-day stuff. And then probably about 10, 11, that's when I'll sit down. I'll open up. I'll start editing. I just like doing it when it's nighttime because usually everyone's asleep and you're not getting bothered as much. So you're not getting pulled in all these different directions. You can...
So let's say, so you full-time, as in a full-time porn star, sex work, whatever the hell people want to call themselves nowadays, because some of them got some of the titles and everything. How hard is it being that?
It's work. Sex work is work. It's, you know, it, like any other job, it comes with its benefits and it comes with its headaches. And you're your own boss, so you need to have your own determination and nobody's coming to you and saying, like, hey, you need to have this, this, and this done by end of day. It's...
Yeah, I mean, nobody just can't fire yourself, but it's just the fact that the ups and downs of the money and...
Oh, yeah.
You know, time of the year and stuff like that. Plus, you also webcam, correct, right?
Yes, I do webcam as well. And that's the thing with the money is that you can't bank it all on one income stream because they vary so much. Some months, you know, your webcam's dead and you're not making anything, but your clip site might be doing well. Or, you know, if your clip site's not doing well, maybe they're spending more on camming or...
Oh, trust me, I know. That's why it's good to have multiple checks. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have five checks than one, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, but at the same token, how do you handle these rule changes on these platforms? Because there's a lot of conversation we're having about that. Because my prediction, and I said, you're going to see more girls get a .com and move more away from those platforms because of the rule changes, because they really are hindering the people that are doing boy-girl content, and eventually going to start fucking with the people that do solo content. Already has, if you're asking the girl to apply a, you know, ID and a 2257 mile release form for the fucking dildo that she was riding.
True story. You're not writing a check to the dildo. Like, the dildo is...
I didn't know dildo had a face.
I was going to say, what do you use for the ID? Do you just put the receipt next to it, or...
I guess it's... What's the dildo name? Charlie. So how do you keep up with the rule changes?
I mean, it's learning the rules of all the platforms. And, like, I don't post a lot on Clips for Sale except for my solo stuff, because they seem to want, like, these really specific model releases and, you know, the Declaration of Independence to be able to upload partnered content on there.
And I'm going to tell you what is so funny, because I've been with Clips for Sale forever. And it was like, OnlyFans made these sites change so much. Because they didn't ask for all that. Before that article came out, some English reporter decided he wanted to name every fucking tube site and Clips for Sale and everything about a situation. Y'all know what it is. We talked about it before. But Clips for Sale used to not be that way. Actually, it's one of the grandfathers of all these damn clip sites. You know, I've been with them from 2010. So I ain't be able to upload shit up there because I was like, but no, I tell anybody, if you can get a Clips for Sale site, no, because they're great for fetish. Great for fetish.
That's what I do a lot of my solo fetish content on there. Yeah, I had uploaded everything with the documents, and my content was up for a couple months. Mm-hmm. And then I was on a work trip, I think, to LA when I spent a week out there. I got an email from them saying, oh, by the way, these forms aren't correct. I'm like, well, all that stuff's in Vegas. You know, can I get back to you when I get back to Vegas? And they ended up taking all the content down before I got back to Vegas.
Yeah, it's crazy. And people already know why they want all of this information. Sell it to the advertisers, baby! Because MasterCard...
You think nicer than I do.
Because, no, truth be told, MasterCard and Visa, they're not asking for every... The only reason why you even supposed to show that is if you get a copyright or a DMCA, whatever they call it, report. And then you're supposed to send it for that one scene. They start doing that shit because OnlyFans start making money off the advertising. I don't feel like going down the rabbit hole tonight. It's fucking Thursday. So... That's for another day, another show. You feel me? So, so it's, cause yeah, I took a look at your sites. I said, oh, she got a Clips for Sale. Oh, she on point. She know what it is. Okay. So what you got planned for the AVNs? What we have planned for the AVNs? Who you shooting with? Who you might be working with during the AVNs?
I think I'm going to be reuniting with Big Will, who I haven't seen since February last year. I know the delightful Adam Christopher has got a little group thing planned. I don't want to spill too much of it, but it's mixed, so I get to hopefully play with some boobies.
Oh, God, girl, too. Oh, yeah. I can't wait. So, I didn't have this lady on here long enough. But, you know, I got to ask her the $1 million question, people. Can I call you a smoke buddy gorgeous?
Absolutely.
See, there you go. So she'll be back here from Smokers Lounge, and we're going to bring her onto loyalfans.com/premium smoke room, the new home of the premium smoke room people. Yay. And you know what that means. 5 premium podcasts for you to enjoy, get your questions answered, get a shout out on the show. And you know what happens in the premium smoke room. That's right. It gets more candid, gets more unpredictable, gets more uncensored, it gets more crazier. The tits come out, dildos might come out. You don't know what happened unless you subscribe. And we're going to bring her sexy, thick ass. And trust me, I need to go check out that booty because it's a nice ass. On the premium smoke room. And we might convince her to show y'all a little something, something. So I suggest y'all subscribe to see if she does. You feel me? Either way. If, even if she don't, still subscribe. To show off the outfit so you get to see something. So with that being said, Miss Peach, can you tell everybody where they can spend money on you?
You can find me on many of it. We said clips for sale, OnlyFans. A lot of that's going to be found through my link tree on Twitter, Kayla Peach 90.
And it will be in the description of this wonderful, wonderful bonus smoke. So we're at the end of another one, people. And you know how we end these things all day, every day. Life is a learning experience. What's the point of the experience? If you haven't learned anything, smoke this over. Miss Kayla Peach, tell them goodbye.